There are fights in the public high schools in Houston. In New Orleans, a big round of layoffs at Tulane University. Hurricane Katrina is disrupting the education of tens of thousands of young people. We'll speak with the president of Tulane in a few minutes. First up, the situation in Houston, where tensions between local students and evacuees from New Orleans have been building for weeks.
Those tensions boiled over on Wednesday at Westbury High School. There was a brawl, and more than two dozen students were arrested. Houston took in more students from New Orleans than any district outside Louisiana. And as NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, the schools there are struggling to help them fit in.
Westbury High School was quiet this morning. There were 14 police officers, including two canine units, two ministers, and seven extra counselors, which is just fine, says 16-year-old Daniel Thomas, an 11th grader.
They're not letting students go out in the hallways. You can't go to the restroom. You can't go to your locker or nothing, and they got dogs checking lockers and stuff. Now, I feel safe.
Parents seem relieved, too, but Kathy Merrickin and Michelle Hawkins are still upset about Wednesday's fight. Both have daughters at Westbury High.
When she called me, when it happened, it scared me to death. And I work on the other side of town, and I had to call my husband, and he came in and got her. And it's really scary. These kids are going to kill each other, you know?
I'm afraid for my child to come here. I was afraid to bring her back yesterday.
According to the school district, Wednesday's fight started during lunch in the cafeteria. Two groups of girls exchanged insults, followed by kicking and punching. Quickly, the fight spread to other areas.
News Chopper 2 was over Westbury High School as a group of students attacked one of their classmates.
Everybody was getting pushed.
On at least one local TV newscast, you could see several students beating someone on the ground. Most of the school's 2,500 students were locked inside their classrooms during the fight. Within the hour, Houston City Police had things under control. Police arrested 27 students. 12 were local kids. 15 were from New Orleans. All were charged with a misdemeanor for rioting. One student who refused to be handcuffed was charged with assaulting an officer. No weapons were involved. No one went to the hospital. Houston school officials today declined to speak on tape to NPR about the incident, but in an email, spokesman Terry Abbott pointed out that there had been few incidents and discipline problems throughout the district were down. At Westbury High, though, the problems had gotten so bad, the principal, Eric Coleman, last week met with parents, students, and teachers to talk about the confrontations between students to no avail. There have been at least 12 fights involving Katrina evacuees in the Houston public schools. The fight at Westbury was the biggest to date, although it wasn't nearly as vicious as the one back in mid-September at Jesse Jones High School. Three students there were hospitalized.
At Jones High School, the insults went back and forth for days, according to the teachers, and then one of ours threw a Coke can, and the fight was on.
Gail Fallon heads the Houston Federation of Teachers.
We're seeing this all over the district. Our students and their students are like oil and water on the high school level. It is a ticking time bomb.
Houston is not alone. There have been fights in the Dallas public schools and in Conroe, Texas, a small school system just north of Houston. One huge problem for Houston, though, says Fallon, is that the district took in so many kids from New Orleans, over 5,000. Westbury High, for example, has 300, and nobody at any of the receiving schools really knew who they were. They arrived with no records, no information about their schoolwork, or if they had been discipline problems.
One of the things that we've heard from some of the principals is that this is the first time they've dealt with kids who have absolutely no fear.
Which is not to say that the kids from New Orleans are all troublemakers, says Fallon, but it's clear that many haven't adjusted well. And some are really angry.
A lot of this anger probably has to do with the trauma they've gone through. Some of these kids need services that far exceed anything that a school district is capable of giving them. I would be surprised if this was the last time this happened.
Today, students at Westbury High began taking their finals, with Christmas break only a week away. But teachers say they're dreading the likelihood of more fights when they come back next year. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.